What's up, y'all? This is Brother Ali in the mix with Tim Einekel on the library, rapstation.com. Keep it right here.
Independent hip-hop artist and illustrator Illis dropped his latest album, A Perfectly Imperfect Beautiful Naked Creation, which is produced entirely by legendary rhyme saver Blueprint, featuring guest verses from Blueprint himself, Slocum Atmosphere, Greg G, and many more. Illis, welcome to the library with Tim Einekel on rapstation.com.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now we're raising two loving brothers. Life is speeding by us really wild, but I got a smile ear to ear, cause I get to share every moment with a pair of souls filled with hope and cheer.
So, you know, of course we were friends on Facebook, and I follow what you do on Facebook, and I follow everything you do. And I know comic books, superhero theme is really important to you. You know, you look at the illustrations on this new album, and, you know, there's you with your two kids as superheroes. Why that theme? Why is that important to you? And then how does it fit into your art, but also how does it fit into you as just a person?
I grew up on comic books, and I'm like I said, I'm an illustrator, so that's also how I make my living. As far as the theme goes, since the beginning when I first started rhyming, you know, back 86, 87, and I looked at other MCs as heroes. At that point in time, you know, things were, you know, still very much positive and political in a positive way. And, you know, I looked up to a lot of, you know, people like Chuck D, KRS-One. They were like real life superheroes for me. So when I, you know, got back into MCing, you know, I, especially when I started having a family, I felt like there was a lack of that, you know, visual. And so I wanted to combine my love for comics and my love for positive hip hop and, you know, create, you know, themes that, you know, young people can look up to and an older audience can enjoy as well. So everybody these days, everybody wants to be a villain. You know, everybody wants to be the bad guy and, you know, and portray this image that, you know, life is terrible and, you know, they're hard and, you know, that they'll do anything for money and all this other stuff, all these other negative imagery. And I wanted to try to portray, you know, the hero side of things. So that's where I kind of came up with, you know, this theme and these ideas to give a different perspective that would hopefully influence and inspire other people.
I want to go into the first track of the album, Naked. I noticed does not have a hook. It's just kind of you straight rhyming through. Was this your plan from the start, or as you were writing, did you realize this? You just did not need a hook. And if so, if it was your plan from the start, why did you decide not to have like some sort of hook or chorus in this track?
That was actually one of the last songs we recorded, but it's something that I had wanted to do. I just felt like, you know, the typical formula for a hip-hop song, you know, three verses, hooks in between, and, you know, it gets kind of dull after a while, and Blueprint himself had done several songs where he's just straight rapping, and I was a fan of that, and it's just something that, you know, back when I started rapping, like, you would just rap, and you didn't really necessarily think about hooks. You know, nowadays, everything is a hook, and then the rapping is secondary. People, you know, sometimes know the words or they don't, but they know the hook. So for this, I really just wanted to, you know, spit some lyrics, some meaningful lyrics for me, and kind of have it be an introduction to the album. You know, it's called Naked, so I wanted it to be as raw as possible.
This life is an adventure filled with fortune and glory. You can sit on the sidelines, I play the game to win, but you'll
throughout the whole album, all my lyrics, you know, I don't do ad-libs on this one. I don't do voiceovers or anything else to my lyrics. It's just straight verse, you know, with some compression and then the beat. And that's where the naked aspect of the title comes from. I just wanted to keep it as pure as I could possibly keep it. So the first track, I just wanted to start off, you know, with that that whole vibe that this is just going to be, you know, pretty raw.
So, I mean, you mentioned this was one of the last tracks you recorded. I mean, that was one of the last tracks you wrote as well, or?
Yeah, actually, it was. I had some of it already written when I went out to Ohio to record with Blueprint, and I had all the other songs completely written. And this one I just had half of it. And I wasn't sure if we were going to have time to do it because we had like a set schedule. We had basically 2 days to record the album and try to do a rough mix while I was there. So I wasn't sure I would be able to do it. And we kind of knocked out the album pretty quickly. I was very prepared and I was like, all right, so I have one more. Let's do it. So the night, Saturday night, I went back to the hotel and I finished writing it. I made it longer. And went back Sunday morning, and we recorded the rest of that last song, and then we mixed. So yeah, I flew in Friday night to Ohio. We did I think we may have recorded one song or two songs, and then the rest of it was on Saturday, and then Sunday, we did that last song naked.
When you work with you mentioned Blueprint, and Blueprint is the producer of this album. Blueprint's also featured on three tracks of this album, Extraordinary, Slow Down, and Beautiful Thing. Sorry.
Beautiful Thing.
What is the difference between the producer Blueprint and the MC Blueprint when you're working with him? Are there major differences? How does the producer Blueprint bring out the best in Illis and the MC that featured on a track with Illis named Blueprint? How does he bring out the best in Illis as well there?
That's a good question. The producer, Blueprint, he's inspiring in the way that, he's a master at what he does. He knows what he's doing. Everything, there's no horsing around. He knows exactly, he has his beats. I record my vocals. He knows exactly. We already knew each other. So he knew my sound and what he was going to do, with my vocals, how he was going to mix them and, right to business. But inspiring in a way that like he is encouraging. And while he's recording my vocals, if I did something wrong, he's patient and, he gave me advice on how to say things and, if something wasn't working right, he just very supportive, encouraging. And I think that's what a producer should be. I told him right from the beginning, like, feel free to criticize me. I'm not one of these artists that, comes into the studio and like my way or the highway, I want it to be the best song possible. So if I'm not saying something right, or if I miss a beat or for whatever, when you could write a song and you can know it inside out, but then right when you get in front of the mic, sometimes things just change. When you're saying it into a mic, things change. So I really wanted him to, feel free to produce, he's not just a beat writer. Lots of guys write beats, and I could write beats, but I'm not a producer in the sense that, I could produce, but I like to have someone else, making sure that I'm on point and criticizing me and and inspiring me to be the best I can be. And as a producer, Blueprint does that. And as an MC, I got to watch him record his, verses, and, he's a master at what he does. He has it down. For the most part, one take, boom. And, it's inspiring in that way. It's like, all right, well, I got to step up my game. Not in a way that I never feel for any collaboration that I do. I never feel competitive. Like some people talk about, I just want to make it the best song possible. So I'm like, all right, this is what he's doing. I got to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can as well, for the song. Cause I don't want to compete with him or Slug or because these are guys that I admire and respect, immensely. So for me, I just want it to be the best song possible and something that the audience can listen to and say like, okay, well, these aren't just three guys rapping lyrics. This is an actual song with a purpose and it has meaning and I can relate to it. So that's what I want the audience to feel. Whenever I collaborate with Blueprint, he's right on theme, right on target. and stays focused, and he's great.
The track Extraordinary is it's about acknowledging that we all can't be superheroes, but we can sure as hell try to live like them. It's heard about but seldom seen, so let me break it down for those that don't know what it means. It ain't about accumulating material things, especially when you can't take it with you when you leave. They got cash, so when they grab a cat from a tree, carry bags to help. And you kind of touched on it earlier, but for you, what does it mean to live or try to live like a superhero?
Life's hard, man. Sometimes it just drives you crazy, right? So you want to just try to be the best person you could be. I mean, little things. I mean, not littering, not, you know, having road rage, which is very difficult for me. You know, like little things like that, you know, being a role model for your kids, being a role model for other kids, you know, like, you know, for your kids' friends, you know, trying to be, you know, the best person you could be. And in entertainment, and especially in rap, there's, you know, for years now, there's been this whole, like, shying away from being a role model. I'm not a role model. Oh, you know, it's like, why? Why not? Like,
right.
You know, for us, Chuck D was a role model. He was a superhero. Like, he had, you know, I'm sure he has his flaws, right? Every human does. But when he's projecting himself, when he's out in the public, he's doing the best that he can. I'm sure people probably piss him off just like they piss off anybody else. And maybe he wants to go to town on people. But you've never seen him do that. You've never seen him lose his cool. And that, as a, you know, for a fictional superhero, when they have that mask on, and it's not a bad thing, when they're out being superheroes, they have to project themselves as being the best to inspire. You know, when they take their mask off, Peter Parker can sulk. He could be depressed. He can be angry. You know, he could have a bad day. But when he puts that Spider-Man mask on, he's got to be the one to inspire the kids. So it's kind of like the opposite of, you know, you could think like, oh, you're wearing a mask, you're hiding something. And maybe that's true. Maybe you're hiding, you know, for instance, this album, there's a lot of points where I talk about, you know, dealing with depression and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, things that I deal with as, you know, an individual. But when I'm dad,
yeah,
I try not to, you know, show my son that I'm struggling with, you know, art or, you know, music or finances or people are making me angry or politics. You know, like, I don't show that. I try not to show that side. And that's the mask. That's the superhero mask, you know, try to be the best that you can be. And, it, you know, it's, people can say, oh, well, that's, you know, you're faking it. But, you know, sometimes you have to fake it to make it, you know, and that some people disagree, but you have to be put on that smile.
Right.
And hopefully that smile becomes contagious and leads to somebody else smiling and so forth and so on. So, you know, I try to, you know, that's that's where that comes from, hopefully.
You mentioned your children, and you mentioned, you know, you have dad mode and other mode, right? But your kids are eventually going to hear this music, right? And they're eventually going to hear your struggle, your struggles. So what is that? What would that conversation be like when that does happen? When, you know, your son comes up to you and says, "Well, Dad, I didn't realize you were going through." You know, that's like what happens then?
I think by that point, hopefully, you know, they have had a good experience. You know, they've had, you know, they're having a good childhood at this point. And then when they start to understand that there are struggles, that they're probably going through their own at a certain, you know, in some degree. So hopefully that becomes relatable, where they could say, okay, well, you know, Dad was, you know, buying us Legos and, you know, taking us here and doing this and just spending quality time. But, you know, he was having, you know, struggles still. So now maybe hopefully they can respect that, because, you know, maybe they're going through something at school, or maybe, you know, girls or got them down, or there's some, you know, who knows what they'll be going through. So now they can't say like, you don't understand me, you know, hopefully, because I could say, listen, I do understand you. I have gone through that, and here's documentation of that. And I tried to make the best of it regardless. Right. So
right.
Hopefully, you know, that's the conversation, and not, you don't understand me, and that's that.
Like, no, I have a whole album about it.
Yeah, I have a whole album about, like, I was miserable, but I tried to be as happy as possible. So, you know, but that's life, right? I mean, everybody has ups and downs.
Right.
And right. For some reason, every generation, like, the kids think that, you know, you don't understand them.
Right.
You know, like, we always say that, but, you know, so hopefully I can connect with my kids throughout their, you know, their growth, teen years and beyond. And, they understand that life's not easy, but you can still, you know, find happiness and find joy in the little things. And that's what this album is about. I mean, you know, working hard to find happiness, and despite whatever reason someone may be depressed or going through something, whether it's just a typical struggle or if it's something chemical. I mean, lots of people have to deal with these things in different ways, that you can find, you know, the positivity and the good and find some light in your life, even if you have to fight for it. So.
After the track Extraordinary, you have Slow Down, which features a Blueprint and Slug from Atmosphere. The track indeed does like slow down compared to Extraordinary.
Yeah. Mentally flashback years and backtrack, remembering times and memories to laugh at. In the moment, we just want to get past that, but it's hard to see the scenery when you're in the fast track. Life's a symphony, the way it's
besides the beat, which I love the beat a lot. I love the track a lot. Why is this track called Slow Down? And then when you have a track with this kind of purpose that features two other MCs, how do you ensure, I guess, as the lead artist, that these two other MCs are going to follow kind of what you want to get out of this track?
It's funny because Slow Down and Look Around are actually, Look Around was the original Slow Down. I'm not one to be late or waste time, but you only get one life with no chance to rewind. And everybody's in such a hurry, like they wanna skip to the end of the story. I wanna enjoy my journey and be my best, spread love and see the world.
So
free
what happened
from the stress.
Was I've been working, talking to Slug for, you know, we've been friends for a long time, you know, loose friends, acquaintances, and, you know, I'd wanted to work with him, and we had talked about doing it for years, and just haven't been able to you know, connect. He's got a busy schedule, you know, it's tours with the world and everything. He's amazing. And so he hasn't really been able to do anything. And finally, we were able to, I had written the Look Around verses to Slow Down to that beat. And then he was like, hey, you know, he liked that beat. And he was like, let's do it. And I was like, really? I was like, all right. So he wrote his, and I still wasn't sure if he would have time. So I was like, you know, I wasn't sure, and I wanted to do one more song with Blueprint. So I wrote another verse, and Slug had his verse, and then Blueprint wrote his verse. And I already had the theme. I already knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted it to be a song that slowed the pace, because you have, like, Naked is slow, but and then it speeds up to Crazy Life. The Hero and the Villain with Craig G speeds up, and that's my song. And then Action Figures with Craig G speeds up, and then Extraordinary. I wanted to, you know, bring it down, because I tried to organize all my songs so it gives you this whole range of emotions. I mean, I work really hard on the track listing and where everything is placed. So Slow Down was intentionally put in that spot. And I mean, you're dealing with Slug and Blueprint. These guys are masters. So if I say I want to do a song about, you know, it's called Slow Down and it's about appreciating life, I mean, these guys, I don't have to tell them anything. They probably do it in their sleep. And actually, Blueprint, he wrote his, I think, Saturday night, and Sunday he recorded it. So I was actually right there, and, like, we got to experience the whole thing, right, you know, in person. And that was, you know, part of the album. You know, working with him, I could have just stayed home, saved money on hotels, saved money on airfare, and sent him my verses, but I wanted to be with him recording, because in this day and age with the internet, you just don't get that experience where you're in the studio with someone. So, I didn't have to guide these guys. I told them the theme. They knew what I was saying, and I actually ended up going back to be honest. Like, Slug wrote his, and then there's a part with riffs on the Edie Brickell song. So I actually ended up rewriting part of mine to fit with his, because I wanted to play on what he was doing to bring the song together. And so he inspired that part of the verse and brought that out of me, which was great because he was the only one that wasn't there for that song. So I wanted to make sure that we were connecting or, with the audience and giving them that experience that these guys are in the same spot together. Give away our little secret there. But the original verses for that beat became Look Around and I recorded that and Blueprint remixed it to the new beat. The whole idea behind both songs was me driving around with my kids in the car and I felt like people were trying to kill us. Like everyone's just driving so fast these days and like blowing through. I mean, where I live, I'm on the phone with the mayor like all the time, emailing people and going to meetings that there people run through red lights like it was nothing.
Right.
And like blow through stop signs. Like I'm talking about like four-way intersection red lights. I see it all the time. So here I am driving around my kids, taking them to preschool and the grocery store and stuff. And I'm I'm feeling like any minute now someone could just like T-bone me and just like kill us. And like I was getting a lot of anxiety from that. And so I wrote these verses, based on how I was feeling. Because people, I'm like, where are you going? Where are you in a hurry to that you are willing to actually run through a red light and possibly kill somebody? Like, not even yourself. Like, if you kill yourself, you don't know. But if you live and kill somebody with kids in the car,
yeah.
Like, do you want to feel that? Like, and that was both songs that have that, that theme to it. And so that was really important to me. And the fact that Slug and Blueprint jumped on this, that song with me, like, was really meaningful, and I really appreciate those guys, and I can never thank them enough. So, as a fan, especially, because it's like, wow, I'm they're friends, but at the same time, I'm still a fan of their music and everything they've accomplished, and I'm in awe of those guys. So that was a big deal for me. Time to take a taste of the recipe. I wake up anxious and chase after destiny. And if I ever catch that wave, I'm gonna ride its crest until I rest in my grave. It's cliche, but respect my objective. Sketch my name next to the best of the best that did it. I'm just trying to love it while I live it. Everybody telling me I need to take a minute to breathe the oxygen, keep it positive. Life is awesome when you're optimistic. Mystic now, I'm not aware of too many things. Slow down before you come loose at the seams. Slow down, but don't sleep.
Is there a moment like you have Blueprint, you have Slug, you have Craig G, on your album? Is there, I don't know, is there like a moment of, I don't know if intimidation is too strong of a word, but you listen to these guys and now, it's like cassette tape or CD, right, of listening to some guys, and then they become real and they're like their fellow artists.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, like I've known Slug for a while. I mean, people say friend. I don't know, we're friendly. We're cool. I have the utmost respect for him. I'm not going, he's not coming over for dinner or to my kids' birthday parties or anything, but he's invited if he wants to. But yeah, so as an artist, and I've worked with Blueprint a ton now. I've illustrated his books and I've done artwork for him. So we have a more of a relationship than Slug and I. But there still is that definitely that intimidation, and not in the sense that like a competitive way. It is really just like I don't want to let these guys down. Because these guys are at the top of their game. They're the best.
Right.
And I'm honored that they'll even hang out and record a song with me. So I the intimidation is that I want to be the best that I can be for them. Like, I don't want them to be on a song with a dude that they're like, man, this guy, why did I jump on this song with this dude? So, yeah, so there is. But, I mean, I've recorded with Chuck and R.I. the Rugged Man and Craig G and I have done three songs together. So I feel more comfortable at this stage recording with Craig, because I'd like to think he wouldn't be recording with me more than once if he thought I was whack. And the same thing with Blueprint. Like, he's producing the album and we've done three songs now together. So, obviously he thinks I'm good enough to do this with. So that stress isn't as much. But whenever I record with someone new, I do want to do the best, because it's a representation of what they do as well, whether they see that or not, or whether they're just like, yeah, I'm just doing this because it's a dope beat and, like, you know, whatever. I don't know, but, like, I want to, I definitely want to be the best that I could be. So, yeah.
You know,
I don't know if other if that's the cool MC thing to say, but yeah, sure. But, and that goes for even whenever I work with another artist, you know, a visual artist. Like, I always feel like, all right, you know, I want to bring something to the table, and I want to not let them down. So there's always some type of intimidation going on.
You know, we talked about fellow MC, you know, MCs on this album, but what we haven't talked about is DJ Johnny Juice. He does all the cuts on the album. What, for people that don't know, what does Johnny Juice, what does he bring to the table of when he works on an album with you? And then how does he kind of help you step up your lyrical game, or just your game as an artist?
Oh, I owe everything to Juice. I'll be perfectly honest. You know, I mean, I was rapping for years, and it wasn't until I met Juice. Juice is the first person to be like, yo, that shit's whack. You know? And it's like, okay. And he's like, you gotta do this, and you gotta, you know, and not in a way like he's trying to tell me what to do. He's seeing what I have and what my ability is. And he is saying, if you want to be better, you have to do this or do that. And before Feel Good Music came out, which, well, 2008, you know, I had been working off and on with Juice since 2002 is, I think, when I met him, 2001, during P.E.'s Revolverlution. That came out in, what, 2002? So a little bit before that, I met Juice, you know, personally, face-to-face, and we, you know, became friends outside of music. And he, you know, he brought me into the studio, and, I mean, between 2002 and 2008, we played around, but he was always just prepping me and trying to get me to be better. And so I recorded Feel Good Music with JJ Brown, and while JJ Brown was the producer, Feel Good Music would not exist lyrically if it was not for Juice.
Wow.
Because I had to step up my game and just be a better MC for that album, and every album since. Like, Juice may not have been directly involved, but he was there as a friend and as a producer, you know, telling me, like, you know, what's good and what's bad as a songwriter. And I'm sure I didn't always, you know, excel to the level that he wanted me to, because he has very high standards, but he definitely was the inspiration to try to be a better MC and be a better songwriter. You know, and so when I worked with him on Kaboom, some of the songs were remixes, some of the songs were completely original, and we recorded together in the studio. And he really is a guiding force in every album that I made since Feel Good Music, so 8-9 albums or something like that.
Wow.
So, and when he cuts, I mean, he's not trying to, when he adds cuts to songs, he's not trying to showboat or be that guy that just, you know, takes the spotlight away from the song. He's trying to add to the song as a turntablist and add to the beat with his scratches. I want to do a song where he just goes to town, and I keep trying to find time where, like, I want to be the guy who just talks about him, and he's the star. But when he does a song, he's just working on the song. He's not being some, you know, superstar. And he did cuts on Slow Down, and it just adds a little bit of flavor. And I'm a firm believer, and it's not a hip hop album if it doesn't have some DJ cuts on it. So it's gotta, like, if you have a hip hop, I don't, you know, listen to a lot of new guys, but if they don't have cuts on it, it's not hip hop to me. Like, it's gotta have some turntable wizardry of some kind on there. And so I was adamant. Like, he had already done the, you know, cuts on Extraordinary and helped co-produce that and add flavor to it. So I knew that I wanted him to be a part of Slow Down, because I was very, like I said, I was very proud and honored that Slug was down with it and Blueprint. So I was like, I got to have my friend Juice on this song in some way. And so he did some cuts for that. And then he also did some new cuts for Action Figures with Craig G, which was really cool, because I sent him you know, a bunch of samples of my son saying different things, and that's actually Juice scratching my son talking. So, you know, it's just cool to say, like, all right, yeah. DJ Johnny Juice is mixing my son's voice on a song. Yeah, I owe a great deal to Juice, and I can never thank him enough as a friend and as a mentor for what he brings out in me as a songwriter.
So what's next for Illis? And also, how, of course, can listeners copy your album?
Well, listeners are going to hear me pick up my son who just woke up just now, so I apologize. What's next for me? I'm still pushing this album. I had hoped to do some videos for it, but I have a family and a career outside of hip hop, so it's sometimes difficult to find time. Hold on one second. Hey, I'm just sleeping. So yeah, so I got the album is out now, and you can get it anywhere digitally, or I still have physical copies left, and I'm still pushing that hard. There may be videos coming, there may not be, but in the meantime, I'm actually working on, I'm starting a new publishing company, which I can't say about too much yet, but you could go to my website, adamwalenta.com, and I will be unveiling things with that shortly. I have a 250-page graphic novel that will come out later next year, and I have a new ongoing series, which the first issue is 32 pages. That'll be out at the beginning of next year, if not, the beginning of next year. We got a lot of work to do still, but it's all, they're all drawn, they're all penciled, and, we're just putting the finishing touches on everything. And, there will be more news about that soon. Musically, I'm not sure. Being an independent artist, it's very difficult, and these projects take, you know, time to conceive and bring to life. And then you spend a lot of time pushing it. So it's been difficult. And I just playing music, you know, one day at a time and seeing what happens. I'd love to tour some more, but with a family, it's really difficult. And I don't know if I could handle the emotional heartbreak of being away from family for too long. But, you know, there may be some shows coming up. We'll see if we could work something local. And, so just staying busy with art. You could always check out, you know, different projects that I work on online. And staying informed that way.
Wait, based on that answer, that I just have another question regarding a track on the album, "Imperfectly Imperfect, Beautiful Naked Creation." Your last track, "Thank Yous," or "Thank You." Sorry.
Yeah.
It plays to me as a track of maybe retiring, and I only say that because you're thanking so many people. I mean, does this track kind of have to do with kind of the answer you just gave in terms of you just don't know and you want to give your
I don't. Right, and actually the hero and the villain, if you listen, I start off where I say, like, how many times have I put the mask down and thrown the cape away? I hate to say, you feel like a hypocrite every day. And that's actually a direct, you know, response. My man, Adam B, who's been a supporter, he's also a journalist and has done a bunch of interviews with me. And he makes fun of me all the time because I'm like, I'm done. I tell him, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Yeah. And he's like, you're lying. You know, and I've said it several times. And so that was a direct verse I wrote to him, you know, in a way, like I use the superhero theme. But, you know, listen, like I've been doing this a long time. And, you know, and independently, I've been independent from I released my first tape in 1991 independently. I paid for it in high school. You know, I released it myself. I got it in stores at the time, you know, all by myself. So I've been doing this a long time. And and to still feel a little slept on, and I hate to sound bitter, but but sometimes I do feel like I am. And it's just been difficult, especially when you see, like, other younger talent get immediate recognition. Well, I mean, it is to me because they're like 18, 19. Like, so obviously it's much more immediate for them than for me at my age. So it's difficult. And as life progresses, you know, you have a family, you have responsibilities, and, you know, if you're not getting that same financial return for what you're putting into it, even time-wise, it becomes harder and harder to focus on creating something that isn't giving something back.
Right.
So for thank you, I mean that I when I say stuff like that, I feel like, oh, well, then, you know, I don't want to diss the people who have been supporting me, because I really do appreciate, you know, guys like you and Adam B and all the fans that buy the music. And, you know, I never want to seem ungrateful for what I do have. So that's why thank you was so important. And actually, thank you was actually going to be like a 10-minute song. Like, I had actually started to record with Blueprint everybody's name that I had written down, everybody that had supported on Kickstarter or Patreon or people that have supported over the years, you know, before all that stuff. And so I was trying to find a way that I could record all of their names into the beat, but the song just ended up becoming too long. So we just had to cut it. And like, I didn't want to miss anybody. So it was like, if I say all these names and then I miss that one person, like, I'm going to feel like such a jerk. So I decided not to say any names, and hopefully everybody knows. You know, I always try to show my appreciation, and hopefully everybody that does support knows that I'm not talking about them when I get into my bitter, grumpy mode where I'm like, where is everybody? How come nobody's supporting these albums?
Right.
You are not the nobody. You are the somebody. And I see it, and I know everybody that supports. You know, I'm the one that's sending out the CDs and the vinyl and the books, and, you know, I'm writing the envelopes, and so I know, you know, almost everybody who does support, and I appreciate that.
Latest album, a perfectly imperfect, beautiful naked creation. Hip hop artist, illustrator Illis, it's out now. Thank you so much, Illis, for joining me in the library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
I really appreciate your support, and thank you to your audience for listening.
Many thanks to those that gave voice to our afflictions, the fathers of our martyrs, the mothers, the benedictions, not to mention all the children. Thank you for all the love. Said that I could be an artist or join the Marine Corps and charge into war. But since I deplored violence and loved to draw, I chose the pen over the sword and sat at my board. I started with the crayons like any other child and practiced night and day, cause it made me smile. I thank my moms and pops for all the pencils and paper and stimulating my love to be creative. As I got older, I discovered other forms of art. Writing poetry and music captivated my heart. So I became the illest on the mic to tell my story and drew comic books exploring new territories. I met so many beautiful people throughout my life that inspired everything that I draw and write. And I remember you all, though our time was short. I can't thank you enough for all your support. Now I'm a husband and a father, and I gotta work harder and be the inspiration for my kids to go farther. Some heads be like, damn, you always talk about your kids and wife, but that's cause they the most important part of my life. But I love all my peeps throughout space and time. Even the ones I never met are more than names online. And this jam right here is dead dedicated to you, because without all your love I couldn't do what I do. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all the good things. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for all the good times and all of your contributions.